ओम शांति। 8th July 2019 मंडे। स्लोगन, व्हेन यू आर एक्सपीरियंस्ड इन गॉड्स लव, नो ऑब्स्ट्रक्शन, रुकावट विल बी एबल टू स्टॉप यू। व्हेन यू आर एक्सपीरियंस्ड इन गॉड्स लव, नो ऑब्स्ट्रक्शन वुड बी एबल टू स्टॉप यू। एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ गॉड्स लव मेक्स वन ऑब्स्टेकल फ्री। सो बाबा इज सेइंग, व्हेन यू एक्सपीरियंस गॉड्स लव, नो ऑब्स्ट्रक्शन वुड बी एबल टू स्टॉप यू। हाउ टू एक्सपीरियंस गॉड्स लव? What is God's love? What is the depth of His love that has always been a question? How to experience God? How to experience His love, His care, His sustenance, His canopy, His help, His divine protection, His blessings, His mercy, His love. So, even in the path of devotion, there were certain souls who experienced this love even though they did not have any knowledge of who God is, and yet they had a very deep experience of God's love. And when somebody experiences God's love, it is said that the person experiences 8 divine emotions. The person experiences 8 divine emotions. They are known as Ashtasattvik Bhav. They are known as Ashtasattvik Bhav. Sattvik means extremely pure. Bhav means emotions. So they are known as spiritual emotions. Sometimes one emotion can be present, sometimes 2, sometimes 3, sometimes 4, and in rare cases, all the 8 emotions together. And it is said in Bhagavatam, not in Bhagavatam, but most of the Bhakti scriptures, that Radha had all the 8 types of divine emotions. The name Radha is not mentioned in any of the scriptures, that is another story. But in the path of devotion, few souls like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to experience all the 8 type of divine emotions. Meera, even she experienced all the 8 types of divine emotions. Few other devotees like Sant Tukaram, he is said to have experienced all the 8 divine emotions. And more recently, Sri Ramakrishna, he used to experience all the 8 divine emotions. So these divine emotions, they say, are manifested in body. And it's not possible for ordinary soul to experience all those Ashtasattvik Bhav. But they arise when person is drowned in God's love, when person is deeply steeped in that divine love, in that divine emotions, that time those emotions are created. Even the worldly lovers, when they are lost in each other's love, they do experience some type of pull, some types of emotions. But these are extremely different emotions. The first is tamba. The first divine emotion, the first ashtasatvik bhava is tamba. Tamba means one becomes like a pillar, still. Somebody is lost in Baba's love. Deeply, you can see that his body has stopped moving. Other way around, somebody is sitting in yoga and moving continuously. That means that probably he is not connected. When the soul becomes still, body becomes still. Stillness of body is the reflection of stillness of the soul. When the soul becomes concentrated, the body becomes concentrated. When the soul becomes lost in love, the body automatically becomes still. To make the body still, in order to have stillness of soul, is a purusharth, is an effort. Even that effort can help to still the soul. But it should always be other way around. The soul should become still and the body would become still. So the first ashtasatvik bhava is stambha. Person becomes still, calm. In today's Sakar, Mukli Baba said, one day you will become introverted, antarmukhi. Now you aren't. But a day will come, you will become calm, shant, because that is your nature. Don't spread peacelessness. Put the stone in the mouth like whom? Story of Hatim Thai. So the first is stambha. The second ashtasatvik bhava is sved. Sved means sweating. Person starts sweating. These are those emotions which are experienced only in few souls had experienced in the path of bhakti. Baba has never mentioned all of these things, but yet such things can happen. When one is deeply lost in the love of God, one may start sweating. So sweating. The third is swarabhanga. Swarabhanga. Voice quivers. Voice. One wants to speak, but one can't. You must have seen people telling their experience of God's love and their voice chokes. They can't speak. Why? They can't speak. The heart is full and they become calm. They want to speak. Such thing can happen even with extreme joy. Extreme joy. Extreme ecstasy. Even in the worldly people, the father listens the news that the son is coming back after 20 years, who had left the house telling that he will never return back. And now he is coming. The father's heart is full. So there is swarabhanga. The voice doesn't come out. Fourth, romanch. Here, stand on end. There is a horripilation in medical language. It is known as horripilation. One doesn't understand what's happening. This is an extreme stage of love of God. where there is no remembrance of anyone except the One. So there is a Romanch. There is hair standing on end. In English, it is known as goosebumps. To experience goosebumps. All the hair. If one wants it, voluntarily it cannot happen. It's impossible. It can happen only with that extreme emotion. Atirek. It is not the stage of... You cannot make it happen voluntarily, can you? Let this hair stand. No. This can happen only when there is a extreme emotional stage. So the fourth Ashtasattvic bhav is Romanch. This can happen sometimes at Amrit Vela or when one is deeply lost in Baba's love, having broken or all the worldly bonds are broken off by themselves, then such a thing can happen. Fifth, Ashrupat. Ashrupat means tears start welling up. Tears start streaming down the eyes. And that's the experience of God's love, where the person starts crying. Why he is crying? No answer. What is the reason for crying? He can't answer. If you ask him, why are you crying? Can he give any answer? No answer. Extreme love of God. What is the reason for crying? Otherwise, in the world? Sorrow. Sorrow is not the cause. What is the cause of crying? People cry when they are happy. So how can sorrow be the cause? Crying is the sign of atirek, overwhelming. Anything, happiness or sorrow, anything which reaches extreme stage results in crying. It could be happiness, it could be sorrow. So Ashrupat is the stage of atirek, is the stage of overcoming, is the stage of overwhelming of emotions, where the emotions get so pent up, so much filled within, that now they spill over. That is crying. Happiness or sorrow, whatever. So happiness and crying has nothing to do with sorrow or happiness. It is the stage of excess. It's a stage of atirek. So the fifth emotion is Ashrupat, where in God's love, person starts crying. And probably many Brahmins have experienced this stage of crying. Next, Vaivarna. Vaivarna means skin becomes pale. The varna means the color of the skin becomes pale. This is an extreme stage. May not happen. But it used to happen. And as I said, only few stages are, not all stages can be seen in one person. But one, sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes all. So this is also one of the extremely rare stage where you see that the person's body has become pale. The color of the skin has changed. It's no more red. It's no more brown. But the person has become pale. Out of love. Even such a thing can happen. So, paleness. then pralaya. Pralaya means one faints. One faints, falls down out of that extreme emotion. One falls down, fainting. So much emotion, such happens if you go in bhakti satsangs. For example, some Ram Katha or Bhagavat is going on, and in that audience, many mothers, they just faint. This also happens with too much emotional person. When one is extremely sensitive, such a thing can happen. Where one just swoons, faints, falls down, becomes unconscious. So, this is one of the stages. And one more last is kampa. Kampa means tremor. Body starts trembling with love of God. So there is an extreme tremor in the body. I remember long back when for the first time we got exposed to patients after MBBS. So I had an extreme passion of serving, that I was not in Brahma Kumaris but in the path of devotion, and I had the strong feeling that every person is God Himself. Shivat Jnani Jiva Seva, that every person is God. Every patient is Rogi Narayan. He's a Daridra Narayan. So in the path of bhakti, they say that whosoever you are meeting, that is the manifestation of the divine. So when I would serve the patients, I used to have many of these things which are mentioned while serving patients, thinking that they are God themselves. They are gods. They are the divine manifestations. And I had asked somebody, a spiritual person, why these are happening. So that spiritual teacher had told me, these are the Ashta Sattvic Bhav. For the first time, I got to know that word in 2001. This is happening because of Ashta Sattvic Bhav. So these Ashta Sattvic Bhav are created out of extreme purity. So the slogan says, when you are experienced in God's love, no obstruction will be able to stop you. So what should we do in order to get soaked in this God's love and to experience? I'm not saying that in the path of Jnana, all these things are very much relevant. They may not happen, and yet one loves Baba too much. Not necessary that all of these things are happening. They may come, they may not come. That's not very important. But definitely they do happen. When one is lost in Baba's love, even in the path of Jnana, all of these things are happening. Because this mind and body are connected. It's not possible that somebody is angry and body is unaffected. In today's Murli, Baba talked about anger. When one is angry, what happens to the body? Does body remain unaffected? What happens? Body also kampa. Tremors. When he's like this, eyes become red, heart rate increases, butterfly in the stomach, mouth gets dry, and one speaks loudly even though person is here only, but still the heart distance increases. That's why they have to speak loudly, because they can't hear, and they swayed. You heard, no? Sved. So they start sweating also. So anything that happens in the body, mind, invariably affects the body. That is why they devised means, let us do something in the body that way affect the mind. And that is what is asanas and pranayamas. That's why they devised this new method. Let us do something with the body so that mind gets affected. Let's try to stabilize the body by asanas. The mind would become calm. Let's try to do exercise. The mind would become happy. Let's try to resort to walking. The mind would become happy. Let's resort to aerobic and anaerobic exercises. Mind would become happy. Let's do something to the body. Mind would become happy. Let's eat chocolates. Mind becomes happy because chocolates release those happiness hormones. Yesterday was International Chocolate Day, 7th July. That's why I mentioned about chocolate. So you do something with the body, mind is happy. But bodily pleasures, sensual pleasures, they give happiness but very temporary. You eat something, temporary. Vices, temporary happiness. Touch, temporary happiness. After some time it fades away and turns into frustration. The real thing is, let the happiness flow from mind to the body. Let the mind become healthy, then the body would automatically become healthy. People are unhealthy because the mind is unhealthy. They are trying all which means to do to make the body healthy, but there is no disease in the body. The disease is somewhere in the mind. Work on the mind, work at the subconscious platform, and the result and the ramification and the aftermath would be seen on the body. Its echo would be on the body. Its reverberation would be on the body. So the things should be done at the level of mind. The things should be done at a very deeper level of emotions. So experiencing God's love means, loving Baba means, loving Murli, loving 10 things. Love for Baba means love for Murli. Love for Baba means love for yoga, which is taught by him. He has taught the ancient Raj Yoga. To love Baba means to love Murli. To love Baba means to love yoga. To love Baba means to love Srimat. To love Baba means to love Seva. To love Baba means to love Yajna. To love Baba means to love this Brahmin family. To love Baba means to love this Madhuban. To love Baba means to love center. To love Baba means to love the instrumental souls. To love Baba means to love the whole world. The whole world. When you love the whole world, automatically, he is the seed. In today's Murli, Baba said, I am not just your father. I am the father of the whole world. Because he is the seed. When you start love the seed, automatically you love the tree. Because this is the inverted tree. Ashwattham Prahurepayam. Gita says, this world is the inverted tree. 15th chapter of Gita, Purushottam Yoga. Ashwattham Prahurepayam. Arjuna, this is an inverted tree of the world. The seed is here. And this is the world. So God is the seed of the world. And this is the world. So when you love God, you are bound to love each and every souls of this planet. Each and every soul of this planet. Ardhamoolam madashyakam ashvattham prahurevayam. Ardhamoolam, its mool is above. It's like the tree of ashvattha, banyan, tree. It's like this. So love the, to love Baba means to love the whole world. So increase the love of God. How to increase love for Baba? by increasing love for all of these things. How to experience the depth of Baba's love? By increasing Jnana and by increasing Yoga. These are the two ways. In today's Murli also Baba said, you have to remain extra cautious, khabardar, because this Maya interferes in Yoga a lot. So increase the chart of Yoga. The Maya makes you body conscious. Now the Father has come to make you soul conscious. So if body conscious is the mother of all the vices, soul consciousness is the mother of spirituality. So become introspective. So when you are experienced in God's love, when such a stage happens, obstructions would change. Obstructions would turn their ways. When one is lost in God's love, nothing will happen. Jesus Christ says to his disciples, go and give my message to everyone. They say, we don't know how to give you a message because people are against you. They will pelt stones at us. He says, go. Nothing will happen to you. Your very hair is numbered. Your very hair is numbered. I have counted the hair on your head. Nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen. Just go. So when one is deeply drowned in Baba's love, these all Ashtasattvic Bhav would be experienced. And obstructions, even if they are coming, they will not appear like an obstruction. Everything would become smooth. But the love should be real. The love should be from the depth. And the love should not be artificial, and the love should not be superficial, and the love should not be for show off. It should not be an act of exhibition. It should not be false. Yesterday Baba talked about truth. There should be truth in the heart. There should be true love for the Baba. There should be truth, and then Father would love more. So this is today's slogan. Om Shanti.